is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, in just a moment. But first, colleges are afraid the Apple Watch could be used for cheating. And some schools are even banning smartwatches from their finals. School officials say the advances in smartwatch technology make it easier for students to cheat. Victoria's Secret requires all of its angels to be 5'9 at least and have 24-inch waists, and that's just the start of it. The main target for the angels is to have a sub-18% body fat index. A healthy, fit woman will have between 21 and 24% body fat. Athletes will have between 14 and 20%. Fall below 13% and you start to experience severe health problems and eventually death. Weight training is the key for the angels, and this includes squats, deadlifts, weighted lunges, bicep curls, tricep dips, and press-ups. Gym visits happen 6 to 7 days every week and sometimes double sessions on select days. With the crazy weight training comes a high-fat, high-protein, low-carb diet. That means chicken, fish, or beef with almost every meal. Anything with sugar in it is out, including fruit. Adriana Lima revealed that for 12 hours before a show, there's no liquids at all, so you dry out. Sometimes you lose up to 8 pounds just from that. It's an old bodybuilder trick. Dehydration contracts the skin, making muscle definition more prominent for a leaner, more sculpted, and cutout look. A fitness blogger lived the Victoria's Secret life for 4 months, and this is what it cost her. Personal trainer and nutritionist, over $16,000. Supplements, nearly $4,000. Full body massages, $2,200. A spray tan for $63. A makeup artist for $370. A facial for $230. Hair by Victoria's Secret Angel favorite Paul Edmonds, $1,389. And a manicure and pedicure at Paul Edmonds for $127. For a grand total of $25,139 to be a successful Victoria's Secret Angel. Anne-Marie Lucas is our animal advocate here on America Weekend, and she's here again this week to talk about hot weather and your pets. Hey, Anne-Marie, how are you?
Hi, Mike. Great. How are you?
I'm terrific. And, of course, we are in the summer season officially now, and that means be aware that your pets may get overheated if you leave them in a car, right?
Yeah, you know, Mike, I can't believe in this day and age that we even have to discuss this topic, because I would hope that people by now understand and realize that you can't and should never leave your dog in a hot car. Even if you're going in just for a minute, people usually say, into a store or wherever you're going, that it's such a dangerous thing to do and illegal if your dog becomes distressed and suffers as a result of leaving them in a hot car. It's amazing to me that someone hasn't decided for themselves that, you know what, maybe I should leave my dog home this time because it's going to be 90 degrees, there's no air, it's very hot for me, so think about how hot it might be for your pet.
Well, yeah, you would think, but then I read stories about people leaving their children in a hot car, and I say to myself, well, if they do that, you know, they probably don't give a second thought to leaving a dog or a cat in the car.
I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, you know, like we always say, you know, some people, you know, shouldn't have children or animals because they're just not responsible enough. And it really is about being responsible for your pet and your children. They're supposed to be the dearest, your dearest loved ones. And why would you ever put them in a predicament? Again, even if it's only for a minute, you know, people always say that, oh, it's just a minute. Well, you know what? Anything can happen when you run into the store for a minute. You know, a long line at the register, you might run into an old friend, something could happen where there's a confrontation. I mean, you never know what could happen. And in that time, your dog, your child is suffering in the car because you're not thinking about their well-being. You know, and there are tips to look for. If you're in the parking lot and you see a dog in a car, it happened to me a year ago in my own shopping center. I was going in. It was a 90-degree day. This couple parked their car. Now, I watched them. They parked their car. They walked into the grocery store, and they left their little poodle in the car with the windows cracked just a tiny bit, right? So I'm watching. 5 minutes goes by. 10 minutes goes by. And then I'm like, you know what? That's it. The dog starts to pant, open-mouth panting, starts to get restless, sort of running around the car. I grabbed the security officer who was in the parking lot. They happen to have security. I grabbed him, alerted him. Then I ran into the store and I grabbed the store manager and I had them call the owners. I took the license plate down, the make of the car, the type of dog, had them call the owners over the loudspeaker. Of course, now by the time the owners got out there, we were all standing around the car. And we laid into the people, of course. You know, the easier thing for these people to do, why did they both have to go into the store grocery shopping if their dog was in the car? Couldn't one person have stayed in the car with the air conditioning on with the dog while the other person went in and did their business? It didn't take two to go grocery shopping. So I never understood that, why you would put your dog in that sort of situation to begin with.
And your dogs are emphasizing the point that you're making. You know, they're barking in the background because mommy is talking about dogs.
Yes, absolutely. Every time I get on the phone, they start their barking, I guess, to get my attention.
Of course. They, you know, because you pay attention to them all day long, and then you're on the phone with me.
Never enough, Mike. Never enough.
So I'm just wondering, what was their answer for your questions about why did you leave this little dog in a hot car?
The typical answer, oh, it was just for a few minutes. And I said, well, you know what? It wasn't just a few minutes. It was over 15 minutes before you got outside. And by that time, your dog was in severe distress. Now, it wasn't to the level where he was laying down flat and he wasn't having seizures, which can happen very quickly. You know, the temperature in a car can be 40 degrees above the outside temperature within a matter of a few minutes. Think about that. As the dog breathes in the hot air, their internal body temperature rises very quickly, and that's when they start going into distress. And it can happen very quickly where they start vomiting, where they lay out flat, their tongue turns purple. It really is horrific, and it's something you never want to see or encounter. So, you know, I think people really need to be vigilant when they're in their parking lots. I know our local SPCA made these great signs that they put out in the grocery store door and around our whole county that say, it's a big stop sign, and I'll tweet it out. It says, stop. Did you leave your dog in your car? And don't do that because of the temperature rising so quickly. And it's, you know, it's against the law. You can be fined or arrested if your dog suffers as a result. So, you know, SPCAs and police officers should always be vigilant. Citizens should always be vigilant and alert whoever you can. But don't break the window. There was a recent case, I don't know if you heard about it, in Georgia, where an Army veteran saw this little dog in a hot car. It was a Mustang, actually, and he broke the window with his wife's wheelchair leg, and he actually got arrested. The woman insisted on him being arrested for criminal trespass because he broke the window of her car. Now, the police didn't want to arrest him because the dog did suffer. She was fined as well. But he actually got arrested because in Georgia at this point, it's illegal for you to break a window to get to a dog. Not a child, but a dog. So they're actually working on, you know, changing that law where it includes animals as well. But in the end, the charges were dropped. A local Ford dealer decided, you know, told the woman, we'll pay for the broken window, and she decided to drop the charges, and the district attorney agreed. So this is a case where he did the right thing, but he broke the law. You know, he could have waited, but he saw the dog was in distress, and he acted, which I applaud him. You know, I would have taken a misdemeanor, too. But hopefully the police or someone gets there in time, the owner comes back in time, where you don't have to resort to that level.
You know, it's so funny. I was just about to ask you, at what point would you break the window when you told me this story? So I guess it would have to be pretty extreme for you to go to that length.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm pretty vocal, and I alerted the right people. I know what to do, only because I dealt with it for so long. You know, I was that cop that, you know, was called, you know, when it happened, and you really need to contact the people immediately. But, you know, as a last resort, I would certainly do what I had to do to get in to get the dog out. And usually it's when the dog is, you know, flat out, tongue hanging out, and is just, you know, not as active. When they're still panting around, you still have time to get them out. But once they go down, then, you know, you need to act very quickly.
All right, so your pet tip is all about ice, ice, baby.
Yes, ice, baby. Never underestimate the power of ice cubes in the summer to keep your dogs cool. I'm always refilling ice into my dog's water. They love the cool, fresh water. So I kept refilling with ice, ice, ice. I was going through a ton of ice. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take this sherbet container. It's like a 1-quart sherbet container. I filled it with water. I put it in the freezer. I froze it. so it made a nice block of ice. So I always have ice water outside for my dogs and inside. So this way it lasts for hours and hours. And you can even leave a little bit of the sherbet ice cream in there on the bottom, just a little bit, because you don't want too much sugar, to entice your dogs to drink more water. The key is to make sure that they're drinking a lot throughout the day if your dogs are in and out. And never, ever leave your dogs unattended outside without proper shelter, shade, and cool water. It's imperative that they keep cool, their body temperatures stay cool, so that you can enjoy the summer with them. If you're going to exercise during the cool times of day. I mean, let's just have some common sense regarding our dogs and do the best we possibly can to let them enjoy the summer with us. And that's about it.
And you're going to send out a tweet all about this, right? So where can we find you on Twitter?
Yeah, AnneMarie_Lucas. It's AnneMarie _Lucas, LUCAS. And I usually tweet out a corresponding picture. I took a picture of my dog, Merlin, drinking out of his ice bowl today. Something to correspond with whatever we talk about.
Terrific. We'll look for it on Twitter. And, of course, I'm at MikeBennett11, so people can just tweet us out.
Great. Thanks so much, Mike.
And with AnneMarie Lucas, our animal advocate, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.